Yo, what's up? It's the Modern Day Muslim Podcast. I'm the one and only Asfar Ali, and I'm here alongside.
Oh, so cold.
Bro, of course it's cold. It's winter. What do you think is going to happen here? Winter is not coming. Winter has come, and it's not leaving.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Zulf Ali here.
That stupid groundhog was right. We're going to have like 8 more years of winter. Forget about
so
8 more weeks.
So cold, bro.
Yeah, but listen, you had a choice to stay in a very warm place.
Yeah, but I didn't want to melt in Dubai, bro.
It doesn't... I'd rather melt than freeze.
Oh, I'd rather freeze than melt.
Well, it doesn't look like it right now. Not according, not according to the weather conditions here, Harold Hussein. You're not going to make it. You know who's not going to make it? This is what I want to bring up, bro. How could we forget? The tension between India and Pakistan has reached the climax. What is going on here, bro?
Wait, you're not keeping up with the times? Like the... Yeah, well, we went a little crazy. And then...
A little? Did they shoot down like a fighter jet? They kept him hostage and then they let him go?
They didn't keep him hostage. They took care of him. They gave him chai.
Pakistan?
Yeah, they gave him chai.
Were they trying to convert him?
No, they wanted to show that they are all about peace.
Oh, so let's shoot down a plane.
No, but they were in their airspace, right? So they gave them a couple of warnings. They shot them down.
One warning, two warning, shoom!
Then the Pakistani public beat him up, and then the army came in and moved the public away, took him into their custody, took the Indian pilot into custody.
So you're telling me he got a public beating?
Yeah, the mob came and beat him up.
How did that happen? Like, he fell on the ground and then...
No, the plane crashed in the village, right? And the people came in, saw the Indian flag on the plane. They jumped him,
and then the
Pakistani army came in, moved the mob aside.
They defended?
Yeah, because he got beaten up bad, and then they took him to the hospital. They took care of him. Then they after they recovered, like he banded up and everything.
Nursed him back to
health. Yeah, thank you. And then they offered him chai. Then they offered him biryani.
Did he actually have it? He didn't think it was poison.
Bro, there's a video of him having chai, he's like the guy, whoever's interviewing him is like, "How's the chai?" He's like, "The chai is very good, sir. Thank you very much. It's very nice. It's very good." And then he said, "Pakistan Army is taking really well care of me."
Was there a gun to his head during this?
No. There was no gun to his head.
Are you sure this isn't this guy's not Pakistani? Are you sure they didn't?
No, but that was the whole point,
Pakistani, right? Pakistani, this sounds like it's staged.
No,
this sounds like
the
something
whole point
Pakistan
was to show
do.
That Pakistan is
do you
wants
believe
to
it?
Do peace.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I don't know. Well, listen,
the army can take him,
but what about
and
the
Pakistan
people?
And Pakistan army gave him back to India, saying, "Hey, this is as a peace offering gesture. We want to tell you we are all about
so
peace.
What did India
We're
say?
Returning him back." Yo, they made the guy into a hero.
Who?
The Indian pilot.
For getting shot down?
Thank you!
For being a failure? That's the only time I heard in life that you can lose a war and still win!
Bro, that was the part that I was dying at, and I follow Mango Bar.
He's
right?
Like the biggest failed fighter jet in the history of fighter jets! The whole point of being a fighter jet is that you're fighting!
Yes.
You're not losing! And this guy, you know what, man? This sounds more suspicious. I didn't know all the details, so you're telling me this guy is a trained pilot from India, fighter jet status. He's watching Top Gun or whatever,
yeah.
And he thinks he's Goose. Right? He's in the goddamn air, and he gets bishoomed down by Pakistan. And then, on top of that, the public starts giving him jutas, chappals, and then the army comes off. This sounds like pure BS. I can't believe you bought into this. This is obviously a farce. It's just a way for Pakistan to say, "Listen, we don't have any fighter jets. We have like guns."
No. So on retaliation, yeah. Pakistan sent their fighter jets in Indian airspace and brought it back and saying
they made a U-turn?
Yeah, they just said we want to tell you that we can do this too without you even knowing. But our intentions were peace, but this was just a retaliation to show you we can come into your airspace too. And then they came back safely home. And
so we want peace, but what we're going to do
is we're going to
fly into enemy territory and then brag about it. Why don't you brag?
Yo, so the funny thing was the memes that came out after that.
Yeah, what were they?
The pilot's name was Abhinandan, something like that. But everybody called him Abhi. So people
Abhishek?
Like just his badge had Abhi written on it, A-B-H-I. And people started making
Kabhi,
memes.
Kabhi.
No, they're like, "Abhi the party shuru hui hai." And his... Bro, I don't know if you saw his mustache. His mustache was like regular handlebars.
Oh,
and then
no.
They cut back.
Oh, disgusting. And the best, what is mustache a fighter jet?
Yeah, his pretty much. Bro, his sash looked on the cheeks look like a fighter plane wings. So people started making memes about that. It's like, you know, the Captain America's got the shield, and you know, Iron Man
has
got
that.
He
has the mustache.
He has the mustache.
The mustache. Yo, so let me ask you something.
No, but here's the part that was so funny for me. They're like, oh, the hero returns back. He didn't return back. We gave him back to you.
They handed him over.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If that happened to a Pakistani pilot, you think that would be the same? Do you think he would be treated? They would give him like rasmalai and dosa and treat him like a king?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So why is this tension reached this? Like, unfortunately, I don't watch any of these news.
So I'll tell you what happened.
And I feel
so
stupid.
Just to give you a quick update, this is what happened. It was just like crazy. What's his name? Ajay Devgan was taken on a movie called Total Dhamal with...
Oh, yeah.
So he said, I'm going to release it in Pakistan as well. And he's like, I'm not going to do it anymore.
It's going to be Total Dhamal for him.
So everybody's like, oh, great going, sir. That shows you're all patriotic.
They think it's a protest.
Yeah, so they're like, he's like, I'm in a protest for this attacks. What's what we're going to do? We're going to go back.
Stupid.
Yeah, but let's pedal back as to... So let me tell you why all this happened, right?
Yeah.
So Palama area... got attacked, and Indian intelligence said that it was a Pakistani army that came and attacked and killed 60 people.
Why?
That's what they say. And
there's no evidence?
Well, they said they've got evidence. So Imran Khan got on a press conference right away. He's like, if you have evidence that this was Pakistani, give me the names, and I'll arrest the people, and I'll give them to you.
That's why I'm confused, because I know Imran Khan... he's all about moderating ties between the two countries.
So this was this is the backstory. Then the fighter jets came in. Then Abhi came in, and Abhi Party should be here. But we returned him back as a peace gesture. And Imran Khan's like, hey man, this was my peace gesture towards you. I want to still have talks with you about peace. Open the doors. Let's open the borders. Let's talk about this. So this is what it is. Again, guys, this is my opinion, because I was not pro Imran Khan, I'm telling you, but
why?
Everyone's
pro Imran Khan.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I was like, man, he's a cricketer. He doesn't know politics. He's been trying to get into politics for 10 years. But then when he came in,
why did he get into power?
He changed my perspective, man. He changed my perspective.
But didn't you think he would moderate? Because isn't he married to a Gauri?
No, they're divorced. Not to a Gauri. Like Gauri, like she's she's like
so he changed my perspective literally. I'm like, yeah.
I think her dad's a lord. Yeah, her dad's a lord or something. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they divorced?
Yeah, they divorced. Vachana. And then he was offered 1.6 billion pounds in settlement, and he refused. He's saying, I don't want it.
Why?
Because he's not about the money, man.
I am. I'm not Imran Khan, bro. I'm just a Khan.
Jemima Khan, bro. And she's very, very beautiful.
Is she?
She's very beautiful.
Did she convert?
So, yo, wait, let me go back to the story. So Ajay Devgan said that he doesn't want to do the movie.
Actor.
Well, now the producer also, right? So he said, I don't want to release my movie out in Pakistan.
So dumb.
Kangana, who was the actress in Queen, the movie Queen. I don't know if you've seen it. Amazing movie. Amazing actress. She's like, India's main... focus should be to destruction of Pakistan. And people start chirping her about that. So
this Kangana.
So this is the thing, right? This is the propaganda that Indians and Pakistanis grew up on. The Cold War, the hatred.
Yeah.
What people don't understand is, bro, we speak the same freaking language. Like
do
Hindi,
we?
Urdu. Yeah, bro, Hindi, sort Urdu. Of. It's kind of pretty much the same.
Urdu is a little more poetic.
But here's the caveat about all this. I got called by one of our friends. He's saying, hey, I want to do a comedy sketch. I'm like, yo, I'm all in. He's
like, are you serious?
Yeah, so wait till you hear the comedy sketch. I'm like, what's the sketch about? He's like, well, we are, you are the Pakistani, Pakistani army guy who shot down Abhinandan's plane down. Okay. And we want to interview you on your thoughts, and it's got to be a comedic twist. And I was like, yeah, I will just step back on that.
Do you think you'll get assassinated?
Bro, you know how sensitive this topic between India and Pakistan is, man? Like, but you can't make jokes about it.
No, but they might fly you down and give you biryani.
Yo, this lady made a joke about saying... Oh,
Trevor Noah, didn't he make a joke?
Yeah, and he got a lot of hate mail for that.
Oh my God.
And he spoke about it on the next show. It was like, amount of hate mail I got from India and Pakistan is insane. Plus, this comedian in India, she made a joke about it. And she's like, oh, Abhinandan's coming back. I guess the other two fighter pilots who made it back home will have to masturbate watching porn like every other regular people. But Abhinandan's going to probably get laid by a lot of chicks because he's a hero. Bro, amount of the hate she got back on that
statement. Is she still alive?
She's alive. She's alive.
So Zolf has a show this Saturday and is dedicated towards the whole comedic twin.
So it's so funny you bring that up.
Do you think he's going to talk about it? What's his name? The comedian you're
opening for? Amit Tanda. No, I don't think he would.
He's scared?
No, it's not about scared. He's got a different... Bro, I know as comics we have that responsibility to talk about it.
Come on, man. How can we... This is
a goal. But he has fan base that are Indian Pakistanis too, man. I'm like, if people can understand that, like, why
not? Is he the one that makes fun of Pakistanis? Or you said there's a comic that makes Indian comic.
Oh, no, that was not him. That's not him.
Okay.
But anyway, so here's the thing. I posted, that's like how I promote all our shows. I posted that in a Pakistani group. And this one guy started going nuts on it. He's like, why are you promoting Indian actors?
Come on.
And I was like,
Indian comedians?
So I wrote back, I'm like, first of all, comedian. So he's like, well, what? Whatever. You know, F these people. F this. What is this going? And bipolar as anything.
His name, Hassan Chaudhry.
No.
Hassan Chaudhry.
No, I have his name. I don't want to distort him, bro.
No, man. Hassan Chaudhry.
He just kept ripping me. And then they banned me from the group.
A Pakistani group?
Pakistani group. And they said, you are banned because you're not Pakistani. And you're promoting Indian media.
Why are you not Pakistani? Have they not smelt your breath? No, like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever
seen. And the amount of hate crime statements that this guy made.
Ignorant.
Here's the best part. I wrote back in the end because he kept going on. He kept going on. I'm like, listen, buddy, you are writing hate speeches on internet, which stays forever. He's like, I can delete these comments. I'm like, but I already took screenshots and you are going to get messed up because I'm going to post it everywhere. I got banned from the group. I was told that I'm not a Pakistani, and why am I promoting Indian media?
Could you imagine if you made a joke about this?
Now, here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I posted this on other Pakistani sites.
And what happened? Pro?
No love. Anti? No love, as always. No love.
Oh, they were hating?
No love, as always. And then I posted this, his poster of me opening up for Amit Tanda this Saturday, on Indian groups, and people were going nuts.
Yeah, of course, Zolf, because he's like a god in India.
Agreed. But
I don't believe that. But
I got comments saying, for people who came and saw my show before, saying, that is awesome. And somebody even posted saying, this is awesome, Pakistani comedian opening for an Indian comic.
So I
was like, if they are tolerant about it, and this is all comes down to education, right? If they're tolerant about it, why are we so ignorant and so hell-bent backwards towards it?
You know what's kind of weird in you're talking about this? So you sent me on this comedy show a couple of weeks ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to mention the organization because they're already too popular, right? And I don't want to come back. But maybe Zolf will. But
they loved you.
Yeah, no, they were all Indian. And I was going to make jokes about India, right? I made a couple jokes about Pakistan because, you know, I always make jokes. But then I was like, if I make a joke about India, are they going to boo me? And I was going to, but I didn't because I was hesitant. And I was like, is that kind of backwards? Like, I can go there and, like, make fun of Pakistan. And the thing is, I'm half and half, right?
Right.
So people can't call me on and be like, oh, you're not this and that. And I go, in fact, I'm none because I'm so whitewashed. If anything, I'm Canadian. I'm racist. I'm full racist. Full racism right now, right? I'm like the brown Donald Trump. I'm confused. But I was just like, is something...
No, bro, I'm going to...
But I don't understand, like, why are they getting so upset that you're working with an Indian?
I have no idea, bro. Like,
do you think this mentality... Can you read it?
Yeah, I'm gonna read it out to you. What all this guy wrote? Like,
so
he cussed a lot. And I'm gonna bleep that off.
He's cussed you out?
Yeah. Like, so he's like, hell with effing Indian actors, and then he cussed them again on the line. Admin, why the f is he allowed to post in our community?
Come on.
Ask him to get lost.
No,
to some Indian toilet.
No, Indian toilet.
This is a Pakistan. Not realizing it's the same toilet. We still all dig up a hole and shit in the ground.
Shit is shit.
This is Pakistani GTA community and not an effing Indian graffiti wall.
And they kicked you out based on this?
Yeah. And then he added and then he's like, boycott India, boycott Bollywood, spelling Bollywood with one L, boycott Indian actors. And I was like, bro, you're on a whole
different
bridge.
Then what are you going to watch?
This is the name of the guy. I'm not going to read it out.
No, you shouldn't. Hassan Chaudhry. Well, I'm just joking, guys. Hassan, he's Pakistani.
And
Hassan.
I was like, man, I don't believe this guy did that. And then this guy posted this. Boycott Bollywood, boycott India, Indian hooliganism.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Like he's...
Yeah, Markham. I creeped him really hard. Has
too
reached
hard.
To his new levels. Pakistani artists have been boycotted, life threatened, their plays restricted, Kashmiri students have been thrashed, Indian universities, and he just goes on this rampage. This is the bipolar part, because his profile is open. As soon as Imran Khan said that, hey, I'm going to give the Indian pilot back. Yeah. He's like, what an amazing gesture of peace. This is how every Pakistani should be. And I'm like, bro, you're bipolar. You're like, one point, you don't want to boycott everybody.
Bipolar's not the word. He's just Pakistani.
And this is what I don't get. Why are Pakistani people? And I'm gonna probably get trolled on this, and I don't care.
Whatever, man.
Why are we so backwards? And why are we like, oh, that's Indian, and we should not sit with them? And Indians are so opening, bro. How many shows we've done for Indians, and how many shows we've done for Pakistanis?
So you know what my reasoning is? If we're gonna put it down to real terms, Zulf, India's first class, the Pakistan is last class. Let's be honest. When it comes,
guys, Asfar Ali said that.
Zulf Ali. No, but like that's the mentality, right? Because we're the leftover of India. We're like the, what do you call it? What's that term in the movies? Untouchables. They threw us to that. Because even my dad was born in India. And then they saw him and they're like, ah, you look like you're Pakistani. And they threw him over there.
Yeah.
Right? And my dad was confused. And that happened to a lot of people. They had to migrate over there. But that's the mentality, because India, you always hear about India in the news. And it's always about positive stuff and what Pakistan is. But you know what? It's the people to blame.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the country.
Like, we don't want to open
people.
Arms. Yeah, we don't
it's
even
the people. It's not the government, because as you said, Imran Khan is changing things. It's the people, because you gave me a good example there where somebody falls on the ground, the pilot, and the public beats him to crap, and the government has to come in and save him. Like, guys, it's 2019. Let's open our eyes and our mind, and let's just work together instead of against each other. And this is a prime example. A Pakistani living in Toronto, giving Zulf a hard time, because he's opening for an Indian comedian. If you're going to give Zulf a hard time, give him a hard time because he's not funny. And I'll agree. That's not true. If that was the case, he wouldn't be opening for these crazy comics such as Amit Tandon this weekend. But who cares, man? Funny is funny. We got to laugh at ourselves.
Exactly.
If we don't, it's going to be nuts. Yo, what I want to talk to you about, this is of the utmost matter. So one of our friends, right? He messaged me and he's like, there's a Pakistani comic that said that the word Paki is not racist and it was a term invented by white people. Is that... Do you think there's any truth to that?
The word Paki is what?
He said... So, he told our comic friend that the word Paki is a short form from Pakistan. Yeah, if you're a racist, right?
Yeah.
And he said that it was a term invented by white people and it's not racist. And I'm like...
Of course it's racist,
and
bro.
And I go, I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I go, the guy who told you this is dumb, and he probably made up the term with his racist white friends, right?
Yeah.
Because I was confused. I've never even heard of this. And when I heard that, I'm like, when I meet this guy, he's going to come on our podcast, and I'm going to go full jihad on him. This is the stupidest thing that I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've always heard, like, the, you know, like back in the days, like, you know.
If
the,
someone calls you a Paki.
Yo, Paki, go home. Yeah. Paki, go home.
No one's ever like, hey, Paki, man, you're really good at cricket.
Yeah.
No, man. It's used
as always a, used as a negative and a derogatory term.
It's never been like, hey, Pakis are cool people. It's like Pakis smell like curry. So it's evident by those examples that it's a derogatory term. But this whole thing about the pilot getting shot down and treated like a king, I'm sorry to say, I hope it wasn't staged. But it sounds like a really good Pakistani drama.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But let's pray that nothing... So, like, I heard that it's died down, right? And nothing's going to happen. They're not going to go to war. Unless it's in the kitchen.
Right? So there was one comic that I saw, because I follow this other group called Desi Stand Up Comedy on Instagram, and there's one Desi comic, Indian comic, saying, so Abhi is coming back, that's great. He said they fed him chai, they fed him biryani. He's like, Abhi said he had vegetable biryani. He's like, first of all, let's get facts straight. Good on him for having chai there, loving the chai. That's beautiful. There's no such thing as a freaking vegetable biryani. He's
like, Pakistan.
It doesn't exist.
In Pakistan.
He's like, it doesn't exist. It's either chicken, mutton, and beef. Yeah. There is no veggie biryani. You know what you had? You had some vegetable with rice. That's what you had. And I was laughing my ass off. I was like, yo, that is so funny.
He's right, bro. If someone throws vegetables in there, it's missing something, man.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yo, is there anything you want to add, man? You got your big show coming up. You want to pump it up?
Yeah, so...
To all our Pakistani listeners?
When are you going to post this? After the show?
Yeah, I'll do it after.
So, Saturday, March 9th, I'll be opening for Amit Tandon at Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Toronto.
Pakistani comic.
Opening for an Indian comic. Man, Amit Tandon's been nothing but nice. He reposted my poster on his page, which showed nothing but more love.
He looks like a cool guy, bro.
He's such a cool guy, bro. His Instagram stories are hilarious.
And I heard after the show, him and Zulf will be having chai and biryani.
And vegetable biryani.
Vegetable biryani. Which is lettuce with rice. All right, man. This is the Modern Day Muslim Podcast. I've been Asfar.
I'm Zulf Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace out.
A-Town.
Yo, it's still recording, bro.
Oh, sheesh.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.